Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Have you ever received news just that absolutely shocks you? I mean, just floors you to the ground. Have you ever received news like that? I can see there's a few nods. Well, this actually happened to my mum. My mum is and was a school teacher, and she trained in the 60s, in the 1960s, and she taught prep for 2 years. At the end of prep, she ended up getting married. She had a baby, had another four, so she ended up taking 25 years off. Okay? That's a joke. 25 years off. And but at the end of those 25 years, the family had grown up. As kids, we'd grown up, and Mum thought, I should go back and do some more teaching. I'd love to do some more teaching. And so she had a look at what she had to do, and she realized that she had to do another year of qualifications to get the qualifications up so she could go back and teach. So she put her mind to it, and she went out and bought, Mum and Dad, they went out and bought a computer. This is the early 90s, black screen, green writing, awesome. She was right into it. My mum, she's a clever lady. She's an A student, maybe B at her worst, but she's a smart cookie. And so she was really determined to get good marks like she did when she first did her teaching degree back in the 60s. Well, she did this first assignment. She worked really hard. She went really deep, really wide, did a lot of reading, got the assignment back, and she didn't get an A. And she didn't get a B. She got a D. Crestfallen. She couldn't believe it. What did this mean? Now, she was expecting an A or a B, maybe at worst, but a D? Now, she was greatly troubled. Just a little bit like Mary's response tonight in that reading. She was greatly troubled. The angel Gabriel, he'd rocked up and told her that she was going to be highly favoured and that the Lord was with her. Can you imagine it? Mary's thinking, what is going on here? I mean, Mary, I want you to think about it. Mary would have been no older. I mean, she probably was 13, 14, at most maybe 15 years old. Some of you got 15-year-old daughters. Can you imagine an angel coming to them and saying that God's got a special thing for them? I mean, she was just a peasant girl who was actually engaged to marry a guy who might have been at most a couple of years older, let's say 16, 17. Probably couldn't even grow a beard. All right? Just a young guy. Now, Mary also came from this place called Nazareth. I mean, this is Hicksville. Nazareth is a dump. All right? This is the sort of place, if you're driving along, you don't even stop. But if you do, if you stop to get petrol, you lock the doors when you get out, you pay for it, you don't even worry about the change or the receipt, you get back in the car, you drive, you don't even look in the rear vision mirror, and you don't want to look at it, you thank God I don't come from that place. That was Nazareth. Hicksville, a dump. Maybe 100 people live there. It's not a place that you'd want to be at. Not a place that you'd want to be at. Unless, of course, you're God. Unless you've got a surprise. You've got a party that's about to happen. You see, the news that Gabriel was giving is the greatest news to start the greatest party ever. Gabriel's saying to Mary, it's party time, Mary. It's about to happen. This is party time. And Mary doesn't get it. And she's greatly troubled. She's deeply and greatly troubled. Just like my mum. My mum was greatly troubled. She was expecting an A, she got a D. She got this back, she was almost crying. I mean, she'd had 25 years off with the kids, raising five duffs, it's not easy, I'll tell you. But she'd done that, and now she got a D. And she thought, I'm gonna ring the lecturer. So she rings the lecturer, crying. Oh, can't believe he got a D, I worked so hard. And the lecturer said to her, Sue, calm down. Sue, come. Don't be afraid, Sue. The D's a good mark. And the D stands for distinction. You've got a distinction. This was party time for my mum. All of a sudden, it was on. The party was on for my mum. And this angel, Gabriel, assures Mary that this news that he's giving is better than a distinction. It's better than a high distinction. It's better than anything. She's going to give birth to the King of the whole world. The King of all of history. This is party time. The Alpha and the Omega. The Great Shepherd. The Lord of Lords. The Prince of Peace. The King of Kings is coming into the world. This is party time. Now, he'll be given a throne, the angel says, and his kingdom will have no end. It just keeps going. This is party time, friends. This is the greatest announcement ever made. All right. Now, some of you are thinking, okay, James, you'll be fired up about this. I like the story about your mum getting the distinction. That was sort of cute and funny. But you've about a baby being born, about this Jesus being born. You're a bit over the top. You might be thinking, so what? So what, James? So what that the creator of the world comes in human form to live with us? I mean, what does that mean? What does that even make a difference in my life? What difference does it make for me, you might be thinking? Well, the challenge tonight is this. That's a challenge for me, it's a challenge for all of us. Your response to this story is the most important response you will ever have and will ever make. It's a big call, isn't it? Your response to this story is the most important response that you will ever have in your whole life. You see, when this angel, the same angel, he turned up, rocked up to Joseph, the guy that couldn't grow the beard, all right? And he says this, Joseph, you are to give him, that is this baby, the name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. Save his people from their sins. Friends, this is what this announcement's about. Jesus was born to save. Jesus came on a rescue mission to save me and to save you. To save us from our sins. To save us from ourselves. Sin's easy. It's easy to do. I've done it all the time. It's putting anything and anyone above God. Above a holy, just, righteous God. And we've all done that. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And our sin, it breaks and it fractures our relationship with God. And Jesus offers the only way for that to be reconciled. Jesus opens the doorway into the party room. It's like we're sitting in a room and there's a door there, and in the room we're chewing on, I don't know, celery and drinking home brand lemonade, thinking that we're having a great party. All right, and Jesus opens the door and he says, look what's going on in this room. This is the great banquet. This is party time. This is seafood. This is Penfold's Grange. This is red meat. This is the best. Come in. Come in. It's free. It's party time. He invites us by trusting in him, the gate, the door, by repenting, by admitting that we've not loved God with our whole heart, that great commandment that Jesus gave, from trying to run our own lives in rebellion to a holy and just God. Jesus heals the broken and the wounded. All the things in your life that you're ashamed of, that you've done, that you can't control, that's been done to you, that you've done to people, that you can't make up for, he wipes the slate clean. He takes it for you. He takes your place so you are right with God. Friends, this announcement is the greatest announcement ever. It's party time. The God who made you, the God who thought of you before you were even born, he knew you. You're not a mistake. He knew what you were going to look like. He knew what you were going to do. He knows you. He made you. He loves you. And he did it not because we've earned it. We haven't earned it. Can't earn our way to God. We can't earn it by being religious or be a good person and justify ourselves. No, this is a gift. It's a gift from a loving God. It's free. He did it because he loves you. It's called grace. It's God's grace. God poured his grace on Mary. That's what happened here. This announcement was just pouring grace on Mary. She will give birth to the King of the world, whose kingdom will never end. Unmerited love. A peasant girl. That's all she was. 15-year-old peasant girl. And Mary's response at the end of this reading, she says this: "May it be to me as you have said." That is, it is your will, God. Your will is perfect. I trust you with everything. I know that you love me. You'll never leave me. I'm yours. That's what Mary does. She accepts the free gift. And the question for all of us this Christmas: will we accept this free gift and go into the party? Just like Mary, we're called to the party. Each one of you are called to the party, not by giving birth to the Saviour of the world. It's not going to happen. It's already been done. But by being reborn yourself, by being born again. You and I can accept this free invite to the party tonight. A free invite that we can't earn. And this invite is priceless. It's not cheap, but it's priceless. Jesus said, "I have come to bring life and life to the full." It's not just words he says, he means it. "I have come to bring life and life to the full." It is a promise. You accept Jesus into your heart, you will have life and life to the full. It's party time. It's party time. It's party time. And he calls each one of us to join him and to join him in this great party. So my prayer is you have a great Christmas. You have, see all your family. You have great presents, eat lots of food, all of that stuff. But most importantly, my prayer is that each one of us will turn to the Lord Jesus, who made us, loves us, died for us, and he's coming back for us to have that great banquet. And so if you want to do that tonight, then please, and you've maybe got questions about this, historical questions, whatever it is, please come and talk to me. I'm happy to sit down, have a cup of tea with you, talk to you, whatever it may be. If you want prayer, come and see me. I'm happy to pray. But may you have a Merry Christmas. Great to see you, and God bless.